if the relationship of China, not just to the United States, but to the rest of the world, because China is isolated more by the Soviet at the present time than it is by us. But if it sits out there 10 to 15 years from now, isolated from the rest of the world, that's the day, the major day in the world. So also it's a major opportunity for all your 600-700 million of the most creative people in the world to move into a dangerous world or a more peaceful world. Well, so much for that. I just wanted to share some of my own philosophy. The point only being that improvement that is going to happen, but on a step-by-step, mutual basis, change in travel, second, field of trade, and further down the line, along other lines. This is something on a mutual basis where it serves our mutual interests. We're working toward that. But what do you think?
I have seen the very great interest developing in the salt.
That's very also
that they continue now in the city. And now we just really need to balance the question. And here perhaps I may just inform you, Mr. President, that it's only months ago that the Soviet ambassador in Denmark, Mr. Sarapkin, put an order to the Danish foreign minister. He has no doubt that this is time just before
I think they're doing this with every NATO country today.
Yes, but Sarapkin is traveling himself. I think they are doing, and also perhaps to Norway. I don't think he's going to other countries. They would do it
they're delivering something to us today.
But here, I can assure you that we will try to test Sarapkin. Are the Brezhnev-Tiflis speech of any significance, and can we really trust that you are interested in the fossil documents? Because then we would be willing, and I have noticed with great satisfaction that Mr. Rogers has expressed his willingness to go. Test if there is anything behind this. So it would be one of the things, but it's rather urgent coming up. Mm-hmm. So I only want to come
to well, let us see it first of all. So for us to be overwhelmed by a sense of euphoria and say, well, anything goes, that's fine if the other side feels the same way. But you're absolutely right. It's just testing. This is a little bit of a thaw. We don't need more of the ice broken yet. But it's worth testing. But our position, of course, is that this is a matter that we all want to discuss in the alliance, develop a common position, and proceed accordingly. And do what we can.
Also, my government will be has me join the fight that you maintain the troop level. No, I know all the difficulties you have, and therefore I express my extra gratitude because you have the courage to maintain this position.
We have, and the difficulty is, there are some more people here who said, well, we don't need to reduce fire. I told them, you're kidding. I said, you think we have political problems in the United States? What do you think of the political problems of the British?
One day I would rather come and say why.
To you, the moment. Yes, Lee went down by school of the Alps. But we appreciate your firm stand on this personally. I know you have political problems just like we have.
Yes, we have a problem, especially when we have refused to recognize Hanoi. But there, I can tell you that the Danish government has tried to be very firm in spite of the new Norwegian government have expressed their intention. We have maintained our position because we are of the same opinion that you are, that only the posture will stiffen in Paris if we recognize just now.
Well, I greatly appreciate that, and I can only tell you that we are not intransigent, have not been, breaks, the dike breaks, you recognize, and others, yours would have great symbolism, and it's extremely important. It's very much in our interest. And also, here we're talking about we immediately have, in other words, the next few months are very critical.
Yes. And here about the POWs, I have also expressed to your administration that it do not hope that you use Sweden before consulting us, because thereby you will always draw the rocks away from our position of not recognizing Hanoi, because then the position in Denmark will say to the government, oh, look, you should have done as the Swedish and the Norwegian government have done, recognizing Hanoi, because by that you could have helped the Americans and helped the cause of peace.
You're right.
And therefore, I have also the assurance of the Secretary of Audience that he will consult us if in such a situation. It would be in a rather awkward and difficult situation.
I see exactly what you mean, and I'll see that that's done.
But we will not, that we do our utmost if we in any way can help this very important question of POWs. I can tell you I got at least 15 or 20 letters a day from ladies here in, who have their husbands or sons out there and asked, oh, and I said, from us it's not the question of communication, it's the question of will from the Hanoi side. And I know that both your own government and we will do our utmost if so, then it's not a question of communication. We have a lot of places of communication with Hanoi.
Right. Remarkable people. How they said that, I don't know.
No.
Well, the long vigil will end one day. And at least they can see now that there is a time coming. They said it seemed to be much older. We're just saying 5 years, some of us.
Oh,
it's 3 years. Not knowing. That's the other thing. These barbarians don't say anything. They are.
But
well, we do appreciate it, and I think it's very important for us, because you know this country so well, and we share a common interest in you being in the Foreign Office there. And I have a Secretary for the Foreign
Office. No, all about it, you're all about it. I've stayed there, even when you
stayed there. I know you, that's why you're that's why I just know her. I got to get you. These are the presidential cuffs, which are seals there. Would you like a treat, Doc?
Yes, I'm
there, you go.
Thank you.
Seal on. You just say that it's a whole month old.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'll make a whole month old. Oh, I would like to have it. I just feel it's after this part.
Well, this is just a cup there.
So, you have the head of the government.
You're saying my best to the Prime Minister.
Yes, you do.
And if you ever get out,